Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about relaxing from the outside in to stress less. And I had trouble with that because I keep wanting to say from the inside out. But this is a different kind of idea and looking at our body from a different way. And this is from Susie Amendola. You may remember in episode 1024, I talked about her book, The Centered Heart, which is evidence-based mind-body practices to stress less and improve cardiac health. Well, in that episode, I had also wanted to share with you this piece that she has about relaxing from the outside in, because I found it really interesting, but I didn't have time in that episode, so we're going to do it today. What she is talking about here in her book, I'll have a link to it in the show notes if you're interested in reading more about this. She's talking about the Maya koshas. Now, this is ancient. This is from the ancient yogis because they understood about the body beyond just the body that we can touch with our skin and our organs and muscles and bones. They understood these more subtle bodies and the need to integrate them on a deep level for healing to occur. So I thought this was interesting enough for us to talk about here. And they talk about how you can, first you have to learn about these more subtle bodies, which we're going to do today, and I'm going to introduce you to them. And then you can observe them, integrate them, and ultimately transcend them to experience ourselves and our own inner light. And so they say that this is done through the process of relaxing from the outside in. So I'm going to read you a piece from her book here. Susie says, when we practice relaxation, we are able to integrate ourselves on many levels, which allows us to heal and become more whole. These practices are meant to relax not only our physical body, but also our subtle bodies, which cover our pure self or light within. In our Western culture, we see ourselves as having one body, but the yogis recognized five subtle bodies called the Maya koshas. Maya means illusion, and kosha means envelope or covering. So many of us, she says, especially in the West, are trained to believe that we are our covering, but this is an illusion. Beneath all these coverings is our true self, our light, that is really our true nature. So I thought that it would be interesting if we talked about these five subtle bodies and to see how we might be able to observe them, integrate them, and ultimately transcend them so that we can have more movement on our healing. So first off, I'll just list what they are. It's very interesting. The first one they talk about is the food body, then the energy body, then the mind body, then the wisdom body, and finally the bliss body. Now, let's dive in first to the food body. It seems that during deep relaxation, we start by relaxing from the outside, the outermost body. And this one is called the Anamaya Kosha, which means the food body. And so Susie says here in her book that the food body is what we know as our physical form. Our flesh, bones, muscles, organs, and glands are all included in this body. So when we are practicing relaxation, we start by allowing the muscles, bones, and even the organs to relax. This can be done by squeezing and relaxing the muscles systematically, or it can be done by mentally traveling through the body and gently guiding each area to relax. Just relaxing physically can be very helpful, but as you experience the integration of the subtle bodies, this practice becomes deeply transformative. Now, I thought that was fascinating because that's what we do, right? This is what most of us are familiar with, is this food body area. Our flesh, our bones, our muscles, organs, and glands, and being able to relax that body and doing it either through a body scan or a progressive muscle relaxation practice or mentally, right? It could even do that in meditation, traveling through the body, right? And guiding each area to relax. Yes, we are all very familiar with that. So, my goodness, we're going to move on to the next layer in, which is called the energy body. Now, this one is called the pranamaya kosha, which means the energy body or breath body. Another one that we're probably somewhat familiar with, right? Susie says, this is the body underneath our physical form that we refer to as our energy body. When we are with someone, we may not notice what they are wearing or how they look on the outside, but we may feel something from them. We may feel their energy. We may even say, wow, that person had really nice energy. This is the pranamaya kosha that we are experiencing of that person. Susie goes on to say, after relaxing our physical body, we begin to breathe as if the whole body is breathing. We may even imagine taking the breath into any areas of lingering tension to breathe and soften them more. This helps us connect with our energy body. We may start to feel a bit transparent when we loosen the edges and boundaries of the body. We may even notice a sense of freedom from our physical form as physical pain and discomfort begin to ease or disappear. Here we can experience ourselves connected to the energy of every living, breathing being. We begin to feel less alone and more like we are a part of something much greater than ourselves. And that's the end of that quote from that piece. And I know that many of you have probably experienced this because we end up talking about this in one-on-one sessions sometimes, because when you are even sitting in meditation, you may give that much attention to your breath and guide it through your body that you begin to actually feel the physical pain and the discomfort begin to ease or disappear. And this can be a very beautiful letting go, which when we are anxious or have been in panic, experiencing those states for a long time, we are not familiar with that depth of letting go, but it is possible, and this is where healing can be taking place. The third one is the mind-body, and I will read to you what Susie has to say about the mind-body. She says, next, we become aware of the everyday mind and the senses. This subtle body is called the manomaya kosha, which means mind body. This is where our thoughts, feelings, and sensations reside. It's where we store our emotional pain, as well as all of the impressions from the senses. Once we have slowed down the physical body and observed the breath body, we can begin to notice our everyday thoughts and feelings as they arise. As thoughts and feelings come into our awareness, we continue to use our breath to relax any lingering thoughts or feelings. And that's the end of the quote on the mind-body piece. And I wanted to just touch on this is what we're doing when we are sitting in our meditation, right? We are aware of our thoughts and feelings and sensations. And the place where that resides is the mind, body, or the mano, maya, kosha. I just think it's fascinating that these are not really far off things. We are experiencing these things, but it's talked about in a different way. And sometimes looking at it from this different angle, you might be able to incorporate it more easily into your practices. So let's see about the fourth maya kosha, which is the wisdom body. And Susie says about the wisdom body, as the body, breath, and mind begin to rest in alignment, a deeper sense of stillness and peace will emerge. We become aware of the wisdom body maya kosha, which is as we become aware of our own inner wisdom. We connect with this intuition and start to gain some perspective. To experience this subtle body, we begin to step back from the mind and emotions and bear witness to them. We observe without judging. We simply allow thoughts and feelings to arise, and we watch as they dissipate. We may even see the origin of thoughts and feelings. This observation gives rise to a deep sense of insight. We gently allow the mind to unwind as we hold a space that is free from all labeling, analyzing, ruminating, and judging. And that's the end of that quote for now. And I want to say this is the place that we are going when we are sitting in our meditation and we are coming back to our breath and our thoughts begin to arise and we can move away from them by letting them be there or float by, right, without analyzing, ruminating, or judging them. This is the wisdom body. I thought it would be just so awesome for you to realize all these different layers that you have if you've been meditating and doing mindfulness practices are already working on these. To continue with the wisdom body, Susie says, at some point the mind grows weary of witnessing thought and there is a pull to move deeper. Now we can begin the journey into that place of peace that lives deep within. We find ourselves resting deeply in a sense of stillness and joy. We may even sense that we are peace, we are joy, we are love. And that's the end of the wisdom body quote. Isn't that beautiful? We are not this jagged energy that we are struggling with our stress and our anxiety and our panic. We have within us that peace, that joy, that love that is in there. And we can get there. It's just so beautiful to know that we don't have to go out and get anything. It's here. It's inside of us. And that's why we are relaxing from the outside in. We relax these outer, very more coarse parts of ourselves and get into those more subtle bodies. Now, finally, we have the bliss body. And the bliss body, Susie says, is last, but certainly not least. We access the Ananda Maya Kosha, which means bliss body. It is here in this blissful body that we can experience the reflection of our own light and our own true self. As we rest here, we are connected to our own inner light, our own inner healer, and then we rest in our own true nature. I hope that you can hear that she is describing the place of healing, the place of our inner light and our healing coming from within us, but that we are relaxing from the outside in to get there. We go layer by layer by layer to get to that inner healer and our own true nature. And I think this is well worth practicing. If you feel like you don't have time for meditation, maybe this will turn the light on. Like, you mean I can go there? I can get into that deeper part of myself where healing and love and peace and joy reside? That's well worth your time. But let me continue with what she has to say about the bliss body. After resting here, Susie says it's important to come out the same way we went in so as to not disturb this deep sense of peace and integration. We begin to observe the mind, thoughts, and emotions as we take some slow, deep breaths, awakening the organs and then the extremities. It helps to allow the breath to redefine the edges and the boundaries of the body and feel yourself fully present in the space of the body. Slowly move your fingers and toes as you transition back into the physical world around you, allowing yourself to integrate this feeling of peace into your life. So that's the end of the quote there. And she does go on to say, when we practice regularly, our whole being begins to shine from the inside out. We find ourselves moving through the day with more energy, grace, and even kindness. The things that used to bother us just don't seem to bother us in the same way. Our tolerance grows and our fuse gets longer. We are more likely to respond to stressful situations with a sense of ease and recover our sense of calm more quickly. I hope you can take this to heart. It feels just so beautiful. Maybe in the future I can do more centering relaxation practices, you know, maybe one for each of those in the future, or maybe I'll do them in the group. I don't know, but I think it's well worth our effort to remember those five subtle bodies that we move through when we are meditating, when we are looking for healing. We go from the outside in and we will be stressing less. Remember that the peace and calm that you get from meditating and practicing is always there inside you. I think this is so important to remember that we can recover and reclaim our own peace and joy. I hope this show was helpful for you, and I look forward to being with you in a few more days. And now for today's quote. If you don't work out, sleep, meditate, relax, or do whatever special things you need to do for you, you won't be the best version of yourself. When you are not the best version of yourself, you can't do things for others. In a way, it's actually selfless to take great care of yourself because it allows you to be more present for your family and friends. And that's from Heather Monahan. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.